On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannes Berg 20, Pretoria 22, Mumbela 17 grade.
Got a stationary vehicle on the M1 South after the ramp from New Road. Delays in the capital, N14 North as you enter the city centre area. And delays in Lanseria, N14 West at the Malibongwe Drive exit.
Die Oekraïense ambassade in Suid-Afrika sê hy ondersoek berigte van 17 Suid-Afrikaanse mans in Oekraïne wat vasgekeer is. Die mans is glo met lonende kontrakte gelok om by huursoldaatmagte in Oekraïne en Rusland se konflik aan te sluit. Oekraïne se ambassadeur in Suid-Afrika, Alexandra Sherba, het aan die SABC gesê hulle sal nooit iemand aanmoedig om na die gevegssone te gaan nie.
First of all, we are not persuading any South Africans to put their lives at risk and go to the war zone. That's absolutely clear. Second of all, foreign citizens who fight on our side, I would be very reluctant to call them mercenaries because all people who are fighting for money, they're fighting on Russia's side.
Die Forum for South Africa het intussen kommer uitgespreek, die organisasie se leier Tebogo Mashilompane.
How can citizens travel to conflict zones without the government's knowledge or intervention? This reflects a total collapse in state awareness and oversight. FOSSA demands immediate intervention from government to secure the safe return of this man and to provide full support to their families.
Nou vir vandag se groot nuus, die geskorste polisieminister Senzo Mkhono het sy persoonlike elektroniese toestelle aan die polisie oorhandig. Dit vorm deel van die voorgesette ondersoek na die ontbinding van die politieke moorde taakspan en beweerde sameswering met 'n moordbeskuldigde tentrepreneur. Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. ANC-LP en voormalige kabinetsminister Maluski Gaba sê hy het volkomme vertroue in die howe. Die ondersoekdirektoraat teen korrupsie het egter vandag bevestig dat Gaba nie vandag in die hof sal verskyn nie. Dit nadat hy homself aan die polisie oorgegee het.
Malusi Gigaba, who is also a member of parliament, was expected to appear in the specialized commercial crimes court to face charges related to controversial multi-billion rand locomotive procurement deal at Transnet. The investigative directorate against corruption spokesperson Henry Mamotame.
And he has not been placed under any arrest. Therefore, there will not be any court appearance today.
Gigaba served as public enterprises minister between 2010 and 2014, a period during which the infamous Gupta family and their associates allegedly exerted significant influence over the awarding of major Transnet contracts, including a 54 billion rand locomotive deal. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Die 20 Metro Polisie se taksieeenheid het hierdie week tydens se operasie in Pretoria 16 minibus taksies geskit. Dit weens verskeie oortredings van die nasionale wet op pad vervoer, Metro Polisie woordvoerder Poleng Moloto.
Out of the 31 trucks inspected, 15 failed the test and 2 were issued with notices to discontinue operating until they rectified the issues. These are ongoing operations to ensure compliance with road traffic regulations and maintaining order on our roads.
En nog nuus uit die buiteland, die Israëlse weermag het swaar lugaanvalle op die suide van Libanon uitgevoer. Dit na ontruimingsbevelle vir verskeie plekke. Dit volg ook nadat ondanks egter 'n wapenskietstilstand ooreenkoms 'n jaar gelede. Action al September, meer nuus om 1:00.